fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 6th day of September, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to stock up and inventory both feminine hygiene products and birth control products. Gentlemen, you'll be a hero if you do this, ladies. I know it's something that you may not think about, but you need to think about it. Feminine hygiene products and birth control products. Stock up on them. Get enough for at least 5 years, I'd say. That would be a real good idea. Great barter items as well, by the way. Okay, we're going to have open lines both hours today. No guests. So we can talk about, well, pretty much this is a live call-in show. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. there's a story here at Zero Hedge. I'm learning to appreciate more and more the stories posted at Zero Hedge about a secret U.S. Air Force base being built in Niger, Nigeria, the town of Agadez, A-G-A-D-E-Z, Alpha, Golf, Alpha, Delta, Echo, Zebra. Well, it's obviously not secret if it's being published in an article here, along with aerial photograph of the layout there, the runways, the buildings, and so forth. It's going to be used by drones to attack the people that need to be attacked, who are involved with illegal activities. How about that? A secret Air Force base. Well, it's not secret anymore, is it? Well, where are we today? Well, we've got all this consternation about a New York Times op-ed. We've got people saying that, we have some veracity, by the way, that it was actually written by a staff member of the New York Times. It was not written by a high-level official in the Trump administration. This may, if this is accurate, which it may very well be, it takes this topic of fake news to a whole new level. It really does. Now, the New York Times has been called out for documented evidence that they've been publishing genuinely bona fide fake news for the last couple of years, actually going back quite a bit farther than that, and they're taking a lot of heat, and they should take a lot of heat. They obviously and clearly should take a lot of heat for the fake news they've been publishing. This may be very well an act of desperation on the part of the New York Times to deflect from them, the attention away from them, and cause the spotlight to be on the Trump administration. Donald Trump, as would be expected, has struck back very quickly and very hard at the New York Times, calling them out, demanding that the source be revealed as a matter of national security. And it is a matter of national security. If there's somebody or more than one person inside the Trump administration who's actually doing the things that are outlined in this op-ed, then they need to be discharged and go on with their lives someplace else outside the West Wing of the White House. That really needs to happen. We've got some weather events that we're looking at here in my area in South Central Missouri. Let's look at the radar. We've got a storm coming in from the west off the plains, which is not all that unusual. Zoom out here a little bit, and this front is right to, is just south of Kansas City, and moving through central Missouri as we speak. The tropical storm Garden is moving its way up right now through Louisiana, approaching the southern end of Memphis, coming our way. Well, these two storms are going to come together. Probably not too far from me in South Central Missouri. We're looking at probably some pretty heavy rainfall over the next several days, beginning today. What are they predicting for rain here? They give some predictions on the amounts of rain. It looks like today will be pretty light. They're looking at maybe a tenth of an inch or so, a few tenths of an inch, half an inch. Friday, I think Saturday is going to be the heavier rain day. These predictions of precipitation are rarely fairly accurate. Well, this makes it look like Friday is going to be the big rain day. We'll see. I don't know. When you have two storm fronts coming together like this, it's all bets are off from what I've seen in the past. I know many of you are looking at the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as a safe haven. I'm now at a point where I'm getting about one or two families a week contacting me about moving to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. Some want to move to my neighborhood. Others are choosing other parts of the Ozarks, which is just fine, actually. It's a massive area, bigger than several eastern states combined. In fact, just one county, Texas County, Missouri, is larger than the entire state of Rhode Island. Not that Rhode Island's all that big, but just that one county, Texas County, which is the largest county in Missouri, is bigger than the entire state of Rhode Island. So the Ozark Plateau, as it's known, the geologists call it the Ozark Plateau. If you put those two words in Wikipedia, you'll get a nice little map showing the boundaries of the Ozark Plateau. I'm just going to go ahead and pull that up here, and so I can talk a bit more intelligently. Ozark Plateau, and here we go. Okay, we got some maps here. The one I'm used to looking at is one on Wikipedia, which you have to be cautious about Wikipedia. Basically, from the Missouri River south and just north of Little Rock, it does not include what's called the Missouri Boot Heel and the extreme northeast corner of Arkansas, both of which are very flat areas used primarily for growing rice and growing cotton. A very, very large area, to say the least. Now, let's see if they give a size here. I don't know that they do. Okay. I'm not seeing that. Oh, okay. They're saying 47,000 square miles. 47,000 square miles. Now, 1 square mile is 640 acres. This is a really big area. Washington, D.C., for example, is 10 square miles. Massive area. More bridges, not even counting Arkansas, more bridges in the Missouri side of the Ozarks than there is in any state in the United States. That's because of all the creeks and rivers we have. Hundreds and hundreds of creeks and rivers. Now, many of these bridges are not a really big deal. They're simply a slab of concrete with some corrugated steel pipes going underneath them, maybe a foot and a half or 2 or 3 feet in diameter for the water to flow under the bridge. In normal times, in heavy rainfall, the water goes over the bridge. Doesn't take these water, these creeks and dams don't have to back up too far. Once they've backed up and the water's 3 feet or more deep over these little bridges, the areas behind there are cut off, at least from that access, unless you've got what's called a deep water vehicle, such as a deuce and a half, especially a deuce and a half with a snorkel, or a boat, obviously, some kind of boat. Cut off. One of the Navy veterans that I debriefed, and I've debriefed about 20 or so of these men at this point in time. He said during a briefing that the Navy says, the Navy scientist says, that the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks could become, quote-unquote, a series of islands. Now, what does that mean? It means that these little creeks and rivers, because of the massive flooding in the Missouri River Valley, Mississippi-Missouri River, especially the Mississippi River Valley, would cause these creeks and rivers to back up, creating these islands. Now, there's a good aspect of that and a bad aspect of that. The good aspect is it would cut off the flow of refugees coming into our homes, our towns, our communities. The bad aspect is obviously the flooding it would cause, damage to buildings that are built in floodplains, which, quite frankly, most structures are not built in floodplains in the Ozarks because people know where it's going to flood and they simply don't build there. And problems caused with travel, attempting to go from point A to point B without very long detours, and that routinely happens in my neighborhood, where the one of the low water bridges that crosses my property gets under about 2 feet of water, very fast moving water. And don't fool yourself, just because the water is not terribly deep, maybe it's only 12 inches deep, when it's moving fast, it's got a lot of power, and it can pick up a small vehicle, or even a fairly large vehicle, pick it up and move it away and cause you to drown. But when these creeks get up, I know in my neighborhood, people have to make a detour that adds another 4 to 5 miles or 6 miles on their journey. They may only be going a couple of miles past my home, but they have to drive another 6 or 7 miles just to get there because of the detours involved. So that's the bad side of it. But we will deal with it. The men and women who live in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks are very resourceful. I'm sure that within a week or two, if the water stayed up, there would be small businesses set up to help people get across these bodies of water. We still have some of these businesses where the equipment is set up to get people back and forth across these rivers when they're not flooded, because a bridge was never built. But I'm sure that would happen relatively quickly, that these businesses would be set up, and it's called a ferry, that a ferry would be set up, and it would be a small business where for a small fee you could cross the river in the morning, conduct your business, and then cross the river again in, later in the afternoon when your business is finished. And so that would happen. We would deal with it. It would not be fun. It would not be easy. But setting up a ferry is, you know, basically, there's two ways you can do it. The ferry can be a freestanding boat that self-propelled, or it can be a raft that operates back and forth on a cable in a smaller situation where the cable pulls the raft one way and then pulls it back the other way. But that would be done. And I'm sure that the resourceful men and women of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks would be setting those ferries up relatively quickly. There was a time, especially before World War II, and even more so before World War I, when ferries were quite common in the United States. And these were typically family businesses run by a family to give income to that family. I've ridden some ferries myself. It's always kind of an exciting thing to do. I've ridden ferries all the way across the Mississippi River, as a matter of fact. Now, that's exciting when the river's so wide you can't see the other side, which at the time I wasn't tall enough to see the other side, 8 or 9 years old. The Ozarks have a lot going for them, these 47,000 square miles. It calls it, Wikipedia, the most extensive highland region between the Appalachians and the Rockies. Known as a very ancient mountain system, very ancient. And the people that live here have been here for generations, typically. We still have a lot of Native Americans living here, Cherokees. Not so many Osage. The Osage pretty much packed up and moved to Oklahoma, although there's Osage coming back to the area for different events and possibly to open up a casino in Missouri. I just found out recently it looks like the casino is probably not going to open in Cuba, Missouri, which is a good thing. I was the chief of security for the Missouri anti-gambling campaign back in 1994, and I learned more about gambling and casinos than I ever thought I would back then. And these casinos change communities in very dramatic and not so good ways wherever they go. That's just the nature of that business. That money, that influx of money, changes everything. So yes, the Ozarks, the U.S. Navy, not John Moore, the U.S. Navy scientists have designated the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as one of the known safe havens once these oceans come out of their banks, out of their basins, which will happen. I'm not going to give you a date. People are searching for a date. And I found out, to my own satisfaction, the people searching for a date are the ones who are not living a day-to-day life of preparedness. They may be thinking about it, they may be planning on it, but they're not doing it. On one hand. On the other, these two dozen veterans I've debriefed, that's what they're doing. They are living a life of preparedness. Typical military retiree is 40, 42, 43 years old, somewhere in that range. Very young people. They leave their branch of service. They move to the Ozarks to start a new career. Here's our break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th day of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. In the area of preparedness, we have field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. People want a date to focus on. Well, I'm giving you a date. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I'm saying that if you want something to focus on, there it is. December 31st, 2018, I give you your choice of five different scenarios to choose from for you to get ready for: economic collapse leading to civil disorder, World War III, rapid onset violent earth changes, widespread terrorist attacks, and last but not least, natural or man-made EMP. So there you go. And on the 1st of January, 2019, I will change the date to December 31st, 2019. You know, you want a date to focus on, you're waiting for a date. I know that there's many of you out there. Well, I'll wait until I got a date, then I'll get ready. How many times have I heard that? Also, my website, you'll find energy claims for sale. I've been saying that I've continued the Labor Day sale because of technical difficulties we had Monday. Labor Day sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads now goes until midnight tonight, Thursday, the 6th of September. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. So this is it. The end of the Labor Day sale is tonight at midnight. If you do want to send a check or money order, make sure it's postmarked before midnight tonight. Just put the correct dollar amount. When you do place your order on my website, you'll pay the full retail price, then I manually refund the sale price difference. Same thing when you call my toll-free order line. When you place your order, you pay full price, and I refund the sale price difference manually. Keep in mind the following. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. I offer, if you need you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. I had a lady call me up the day before yesterday. She said, John, I changed my mind. Can I send it back? And I said, you send it back. As soon as I get it, I refund the money back into your credit card account. And I honor this thing. 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Toll-free online, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. As I frequently say, I did my first paid consultation as a consultant for preparedness the summer of 1978. And that's 40 years ago. So I've pretty much heard every thing you can hear when it comes to these matters. Back then, we those of us involved in that area of expertise, we were certainly marginalized by the mainstream media, made fun of, and so forth. That was part of the program back then. It's still part of the program, but it's become very mainstream. The term prepper is the new term. Back then, it was called survivalist. Now people who engage in these matters are preppers, and you find most people involved are middle-class Americans, soccer moms, moms and dads who are living pretty normal lives, quite frankly. I just happen to understand the true nature of being at risk in our society. I think all of us came to find that out before noon on September 11th, 2001, how everything can change in a matter of minutes. And it did. It did dramatically. People were going to car rental places and these airports. They were finding each other. They were in New York and they had to get back to Dallas, for example. So the people on that flight, when their flight was canceled, they'd start talking and they'd say, hey, let's rent a car. Hey, let's rent a van. And we're just going to go. And that's what they did in groups of twos and threes and six and eight and ten. Renting cars, SUVs, and vans together to get from New York to Dallas because they didn't want to be in New York City. They wanted to be home with the people they loved. And they took off on that trip, which is probably approaching 2,000 miles or so. I don't know what it is. I'm sure there were some that took off from New York to go to Los Angeles, a 3,000-mile trip also. Getting together and renting cars and vans and so forth. That was happening all over the country. Desperate people, desperate to get home to their loved ones, or their cat, as the case may be. but that's what they did. And there was no commercial flights in this country for, what, 3 days? Something like that. Here's our Bob Newhart break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday. These holiday weeks really go by fast. Thursday, the 6th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there, and we're always adding to it. It's only about 8 weeks away that I will be speaking in Dallas at Operation Classified. Just click on the massive banner we've got there on my website. Great speakers that are going to be there. I've met some of these guys. I'm looking forward to meeting all the rest of them. It'll be a wonderful event. That's the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November, and at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. I was speaking there earlier this year. It's a wonderful venue, and it's going to just get your reservations and be there. That's all I can say. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. We got a caller on hold. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. I feel like I owe you a little bit of an apology after yesterday's rant.
No, not at all. You did fine. You did fine.
Well, you know, every year about this time when we're approaching the anniversary of September 11th, especially given the fact of all the false flags that have been committed against people of this country by our country or by the military and political leaders, it's a little bit upsetting, John. I know you feel it probably similar. Anyway, we're soon approaching 17 years, and it's like it was yesterday. I'm wondering if they're ever really going to tell the truth. And, you know, when I went in the military, like I said, I was 17 years old, 5 days 18, enlisted when I was 17 and a half. I studied architecture before I went in. I raced cars when I came out. I was a weapons mechanic when I went in. So when September 11th happened, some things started going through my mind. First of all, two steel frame buildings falling the same day, hours after one another. Building 7, blocks away, falling. Apparently, they were telling the people that lived in New York it was due to the concussion of the other two buildings falling,
even though there's
a video. Well, that's what they're telling them.
Really?
Even though there was a video of Larry Silverstein saying, pull it. You know, racing cars, 110 stories is near a quarter of a mile in less than 11 seconds. That's upwards of 90 miles an hour straight down. That's a good drag car, John. That's
absolutely
called free fall.
I know.
But, yeah, I talked to a first responder the day before yesterday who every year about this time winds up in the hospital because he can't sleep and he has nightmares. So every year about this time he goes to the hospital. And he told me that the Building 7 fell as a result of the concussion of the other two buildings falling. So we're sufficiently anesthetized to truth. We have such a cognitive dissonance to truth that we cannot even approach shifting or blowing our paradigm out of the water because we really can't handle the truth as a country. So my question for you would be, what would you tell someone, go back 40, 50 years when you and I went to the military, what would you tell someone now that was contemplating going into the military service to support and defend the Constitution, to defend this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic? What would you say to an 18-year-old guy that wanted to join the Army?
I may approach it a bit different than you, John, but here's how I would begin that discussion. First, I would ask them if they took chemistry in high school or if they took any science class in high school. Then I would ask them, do you know that mercury does not belong inside human beings? And they may or may not understand that, but hopefully they would. And then I would go on to tell them that if you do enlist in any branch, doesn't matter which one, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines, doesn't matter, you will have mercury injected into your body that will always be there unless you go through some very lengthy and expensive chelation therapies to get that stuff out. And most people, most of the time, won't get it, especially 17, 18, 19-year-olds. They won't understand how serious long-term health effects come about from injecting the tiniest, tiniest bits of mercury into your body. Then I would go on to tell them about the dangers of having females integrated into the Corps. The proper place for women where they can do their patriotic duty is in the medical corps, where they have served with honor and distinction for more than a century. That's where a woman's talents and proclivities can be made best use of. Having a female who makes decisions largely based on emotion instead of logic, which is what women do, God bless them, that's who they are, and I love it. But there's no place for that in combat. There's no place for any soldier who can't pick up another soldier of equal weight and carry that person fireman's carry, which almost no women can do that. And that's just the beginning. But this experiment, which I thought would be disastrous, come to a disastrous end, has not ended after 17 years of continuous war because they keep covering up the gross, inherent problems of integrating women into the Corps, which will never just continue to multiply, continue to be distracting and expensive, and so forth. And hopefully Donald Trump has a plan for ending that. It needs to be brought to an end. And I'm not sure what the proper way to deal with the women already there, so they can have an honorable end to their military service. But we need to bring that to a conclusion because it's causing needless injuries, needless deaths, and a lot of expense. And a lot of careers are being brought to an end. To think that military discipline can overcome hormones is a massive mistake. That continues to be proven thousands of times a year with women being subjected to sexual harassment, sexual attacks, and all the other problems that go along with women being integrated into the Corps, John. So that would be what I would advise these young people not to go in there.
Okay, well, and with all due respect, John, yesterday I listened to you, and you basically said the last war that was declared was World War II, and even given the fact that they knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen, the Hilo Hawaii newspaper said in the banner headline the week before the attack was, Japan may attack over next weekend. We know by John Tolan's book and the Freedom of Information Act, he had documents that proved that the United States goaded Japan into the war. So given the fact that every war that America's been involved in is long before you or I were born, was initiated and goaded and prompted and prodded into becoming a war, given that fact, how can you in particular advise anyone that they would even consider enlisting in a military that is basically the enforcement wing of the United States economic and foreign policy? How can we even do that? If we didn't have army and we didn't have a military, we wouldn't have wars, John.
Well, we...
How can we even say enlist?
Well, I don't. And when you get into these areas, which I agree with you about geopolitical matters, there's almost no 18-year-olds who will understand that. And in fact, any of these things, the 18-year-olds that I've been in contact with, which haven't been very many, are pretty shallow when it comes to anything that requires very deep thought. There's some out there. Don't get me wrong. There's some out there that are capable of having good logic and good reasoning capability, but the majority of them can't see past that big bonus of cash and the career and the pension and the retirement. That's all they're focused on, is getting the college benefits, to having a paycheck and a career and a pension. They will disregard all the rest of it in order to achieve those goals, John, and that's my reality, unfortunately.
Well, the reality, when I went in, I think it was $314 a month. Now, the people that are going in are getting huge bonuses. They're making several thousand dollars a month as a private. They're coming out buying $50,000, $60,000 vehicles with personalized license plates. I was up at Fort Campbell and seen one that says, I'm for war. They're for war because war buys them a nice house, a nice vehicle, a bonus, hazard pay, all the rest of the gobbledygook nonsense. John, if someone came to me, I'd have to say the military and universities should both be avoided at all costs because they both destroy your life. You don't need a university degree to have an education. And you certainly don't need the military to be safe. You know, if we're going to the Middle East, and you can tell where they're going by the uniforms they're buying, you know, if we're going to war in the Middle East, let them come here. I'll defend the nation. But I'm not going, and I certainly don't want my grandchildren going.
Well, I don't either.
Tell them everywhere I do, don't do it.
I would intervene to do anything I could to have any of my grandchildren not become part of the U.S. military. John, we do appreciate your call. We need to move on to other callers. Thank you,
sir. All right.
Next we go to Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. What Don said, I agree with so much of what he said. What brought my attention to the towers, I grew up, spent most of my life in construction. Show me a high-rise building, such as the towers, that get substantial damage on one side or one corner of a huge building like that, and you have structural failure, it should fall in its own footprint. It's going to break and fall to the weak side. That didn't happen.
Right. Well, I don't need convincing. The level of ignorance among the general American public of anything involving engineering and structures is a sight to behold. Building 7 is easier for most people to comprehend. I've got a copy of the official 9/11 report from the commission, Jerry, and Building 7 is not even mentioned in that report, which is hard to believe. It was a massive, I believe, 47-story building, which in most of the 50 states would be the largest building in probably 40 of the 50 states, Building 7 by itself. If Building 7 had gone down on September 10th, it would have been the worst disaster in the history of the country in terms of a intentional structure attack. And it's not even mentioned in the official report, Jerry.
Well, it was news to me once I learned about it, and it was several years before I was even aware of Building 7. But that aside, I talked to several people that's in engineering and various things and told them my conclusion on the Twin Towers being felt, tongue-in-cheek, to fall in their own footprints. They said, well, since they engineered that so that if you had a failure on one floor, it would fall in a stacked accordion fashion.
Oh, come on.
But, yeah. Matter of fact, I've got a friend of mine. I don't know if I still have it or not. This has been several years ago. He actually emailed me some engineering reports and the blueprints for that very deal, where it would collapse from floor to floor, just like an accordion, from top to bottom, and the main structural formation would guide it down. And that's the reason it fell in its own footprint. So
That's a fantasy. We have more than 2,000 accredited engineers who say that's all a fantasy.
Well, I agree with them. If you just sit back and look at physics, anybody ever take a deck of cards and stack them up, and you don't get one stacked just right, and that house of cards collapse, it always collapses to the weak side. It don't go right straight down. But people, when I say that, they look at me like I'm crazy. Well, there may be something to that. But anyway, I wasn't going to say anything till y'all got talking about the Twin Towers and how it happened. It's all orchestrated. I am convinced of that as sure as the sun come up this morning. I'll let you go.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's just a few days away from the 17th anniversary of that disaster. The Patriot Act had been drafted and ready to go prior to this. They were waiting for the opportunity to pass it into law. The concept is that terrorists who have the financial backing of an entire country can't figure out how to get around routine banking protocols that were put in place by the Patriot Act. The concept is that drug cartels that have hundreds of millions of dollars of financial wherewithal can't figure out how to get around these routine banking protocols. Now, the only people affected by the Patriot Act are regular moms and pops and Americans in this country living their lives. That's the only people affected by the Patriot Act. It causes a lot more work and a lot more invasion of privacy, obviously. Next caller is Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan. Hello, Dan.
Back to the women in the military.
Hold on.
If I remember right,
hold on to the break, so we'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of September. Dan, you were about to give us some comments on females in the military.
Yes, sir. I don't know if it was when you had Dan Page on before, but it came up, and it really didn't shock me, but it just was very interesting. The fact came out that on some of the military bases, and I don't remember the blurb that accurately, they were actually removing urinals out of the restrooms
That's on the new, all new U.S. Navy ships are removing. No, with disregard. That was not the military. This is a school district in Kansas that's removing all the urinals, and they're having unisex bathrooms in all the new schools built. And I think on the ships, maybe on the ships too, they're doing.
Or maybe it was a military base, but it seemed like it was something to do with the military.
Yeah. Well,
how's that working? Have you heard any feedback on any of that?
Well, I know that they now have females on the submarines, which is a massive mistake for a lot of reasons. These aircraft carriers, which is basically a floating city of several thousand men and women, they've become the love boat. I mean, you get a handsome, healthy young men, attractive, healthy young women. You put them in close confines, and you think there's not going to be romance? Oh, come on, you know?
No, all the broken toes from sleepwalking, I can't imagine. hitting those bulkheads and stuff, going through doorways with your bare feet.
Yeah, well, that's I'm not sure how relevant that is, but issues of women. And there was a young woman, I was at a Toastmasters meeting, this is probably 10 or 15 years ago, and she was so proud of being a West Point graduate and proud that she could outrun some of the men, which I don't doubt she could, but I also don't doubt she couldn't do inspection arms with an M14 because none of the women could when they brought them to West Point. The healthiest, most energetic, strongest young women, 18-year-old women they could find in, I believe, 1977. A captain I served with in Special Forces, he was there. He was a junior or a senior when the first females came into West Point, and that would have been 1977, I believe. The healthiest, most athletic, very bright 18-year-old woman they could find in the country, not a single one could do inspection arms with an M14. They didn't have the upper body strength. And they took those M14s for the women. They took them to the armorer, had the armorer cut sections out of the recoil spring until the women could overcome the recoil spring and do inspection arms, which meant the rifle was no longer a rifle. It's just a display piece that's suitable only for carrying and looking like it's a rifle. And that continues now 41 years later, these same female cadets are carrying the same rifles that no longer shoot because of the manipulation by the armorer to make them allow them to appear to do inspection arms where they actually can't.
Amazing.
You want to hold on? You got some more comments, Dan? You want to hold on through the break?
Yeah, just a couple. Thank you.
Okay. We got a break here, I think.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.